Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to What Culture Gaming. I'm Scott, joined by Ewan.
Hello.
All sorts of things are kicking off, and we have three main stories to talk about. So I'm just going to open with Rockstar Games. Are you a fan?
I love Rockstar Games.
Me too. Now, as much as they're sort of known at the minute as just the big old GTA studio with a side of Red Dead, turns out they have had more irons in the fire for quite some time, according to an ex-employee. Now, this person's called Angith Jayarajan, whose name I've practiced multiple times, and I still messed it up, but not to worry. They worked in, at Rockstar India between June 2017 and March 2018, and they posted on their Instagram saying that they did work on multiple projects, and they said that when they were working at Rockstar Games, they worked on Red Dead Redemption 2 and a couple of games they can't name yet.
What games could they be?
Well, the thing is, I can tell you what it's not Bully 2, because we found out the other day that that thing was started and then cancelled, but I did put together Rockstar's other latent IP, so I thought we'd run them down and just get some general thoughts.
Suspiciously do my eyebrows on
it's not phone. I mean, you never know, it might be a thing. So, what do you? I just thought we'd run these down. What do you think about a new Max Payne?
Oh, I get in.
I would love that.
I'd love a new Max Payne. I like Max Payne. I know you said Max Payne. Max Payne 3 would be great. Max Payne 4, sorry, would be great. I'd really like them to go back to that IP, especially with how that last game ended. Mm-hmm. They could do so many different things in that. They could do a reboot. They could do another sequel. Mm-hmm. I'd be interested to see how they would tackle
the
that.
The game engine for that is like the Max Payne 3 is like the best third-person shooter in such a long time, mm-hmm. and I love it. Ellie Noir could be a thing.
Oh, right. I said the other day, someone on Twitter, I forget who they were, I'm really sorry, they had a really good idea for a spiritual successor to L.A. Noir,
right.
Which would have been like Mindhunter, mm-hmm. so it'd be L.A. Noir but in the 70s and doing the Mindhunter thing where they're like going through like the burgeoning era of serial killer diagnosis, mm-hmm. I'd love that if you made that Rockstar's period detective drama for different eras. Sign me up.
I'll be a big fan. Also, I mean, the VR case files just came out, which was them sort of stripping the story out of it.
That video, I just think of Cole Phelps just grabbing the corpse and just going.
Yeah, if you haven't seen the L.A. Noire skit video, I'd totally recommend it. But yeah, the VR case files sort of took the story out of it and just said, here's six files and you can just play through them whenever you want. You got to do it in VR, but I think that's a way to do like a procedurally detective game that might be awesome. I also had down Midnight Club and Manhunt.
Oh, yes.
Big fans of both.
I remember Midnight Club. I remember Manhunt from the days when the government were like, oh, you can't play Manhunt.
Just hate that.
It's dangerous. You stay away from that Manhunt, son. Doesn't sound like that. I don't know why I just did that.
But still, that was one of the original massive controversial games that Manhunt was right at the center of, like, oh my god, video games are corrupting the youth again this decade. Not the youth again. The last one that I had down was the Warriors and Rockstar's Table Tennis.
Come out to play!
Hey, hey.
I had my first Xbox 360 game that I ever played was Rockstar's Table Tennis.
Oh, was
actually, it? No, I had Marvel Ultimate Alliance, then I also had Rockstar's Table Tennis that same
Get
time.
In.
And Rockstar Table Tennis was surprisingly fun. It was just, I didn't know until years later that it was just for the banter.
Well, but I liked still. That they found a way to sort of get some money out of the fact that they were testing a new engine for years. But yeah, I don't think they would ever do more Warrior stuff, so it sort of narrows it down. Mm. Either they might eventually resurrect the Agent IP, but in terms of like franchises that could do more stuff, L.A. Noire, Max Payne, Midnight Club, makes sense.
I think they definitely, it would make sense for Rockstar to give Agent another go, I think. I thought that was one of the most frustrating things that I, you know, games that never kind of got really, you know, a project that was announced and then it never happened. And it's a shame because I like the idea of Rockstar doing like a Cold War, proper, you know, fully blooded Cold War espionage thriller. That sounds really cool because obviously Rockstar love messing with history at the moment.
What about a Cold War espionage thriller? There's also a detective game. Like
Crossover.
Chernobyl.
Yes.
Yeah.
Chernobyl the game?
Yeah.
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 Sounds not great, not terrible.
Dyatlov, I'll be a big fan. I reckon they could do it. I reckon they could pull it off. I'm a big fan of doing detective stuff in any decade of your choice.
Mm-hmm. I would like that as well.
Bring on your news.
Yes. So, this isn't as upbeat as Rockstar stuff, because if you've been keeping up with the news over the last few months, you'll realise that there is some disquiet going on in Hong Kong. The whole situation there is kind of really interesting. Obviously, if you're aware of your history, you'll know that Hong Kong was formerly a British colony that then kind of got special status in 1997. And since then, the Chinese government has been trying its best to basically erode the special status of that region with many, many human rights abusing laws. And the kind of protests that really kicked off over the last few months involved a specific extradition bill that was being introduced in the Hong Kong Congress, I want to say.
Totally recommend Vox's Hong Kong video if you want to get up to speed.
Yeah, there was massive protests. You've probably seen it in the news for months now, and it's clearly a hot button issue. Mm. And just the other week, an actual professional Blizzard League player called Blitzchung, who plays Hearthstone, he ended one of his interviews basically by, you know, saying a pro-Hong Kong statement in light of, you know, the whole situation going on with China and Hong Kong at the moment. Mm-hmm. And Blizzard responded by banning him and depriving him of his $10,000 cash prize.
God, I didn't know there was that attached to it.
Yes, and that's a huge iffy situation, because obviously, you know, Blizzard is saying their rules, whatever. You can't say anything political, whatever. Mm-hmm. But there is also the fact that China is a human rights abusing government, and there is definitely ethical quandaries going on right now, because Blizzard's employees aren't happy either. They've been speaking to the Daily Beast under condition of anonymity, and they've basically been saying that this is a bit bad, isn't it? So
they've been doing a big walkout, I believe.
Yeah, so they said that Blizzard's actions were, quote, appalling but not surprising. Blizzard makes a lot of money in China, but now the company is in this awkward position where we can't abide by our values. And that's something that we've seen, especially in the film industry for a while now, as we've seen films kind of really cater towards a Chinese market by doing various underhand things like whitewashing certain characters and marketing and such, and it's a little bit ugly. And yeah, they also basically, the Blizzard employees walked out and also covered up the orc statue that had one of the values that has the company's core values.
Really?
And one of the values is every voice matters, and they've covered that up as well, because obviously this is a pretty blatant case of censorship.
It is a weirdly fascinating quandary in terms of, if you have a company that's based in a certain country and you obviously operate, you have a massive financial reality, business reality, to having a whole bunch of income from a different country, how much do you then sort of curtail to the rules and rule sets and, I don't know, traditions or whatever that's like in place in a different country? So I think even though Blizzard have put a statement out,
which is even worse. This is the whole thing that kind of really boils down to me, because if you want to say that, you know, you can't say anything political on your stream, whatever, that's fair enough. It's your competition. You have your rules that you have in place, whatever. Mm-hmm. But it's the fact that after this, what they would consider to be a PR disaster in terms of their relation to the Chinese government and the Chinese market, they then took to the Chinese social media website and basically said that respect and defend the pride of our country, which, I mean, that's just hypocrisy. That's just blatant hypocrisy right there. You know, you've gone from basically saying, well, you can't say anything political on our platform, to then basically confirming that this is an issue unique to China itself and your access to the Chinese market, which, again, is a huge market, and we've been seeing businesses cater towards it forever. You know, businesses have to make their money, but it's an ethical quandary in the sense that, you know, businesses are actually sacrificing their core values to cater to what is a well-documented human rights abusing government.
Yeah,
so that is a massive issue that people need to take into account going forward. And you've already seen people try and boycott Blizzard recently as well. So BlizzCon in a few weeks is looking a little bit spicy, isn't it?
I know. We might as well. We can obviously put influence or stress the fact that obviously this stuff is ongoing and it's unfolding. But yeah, the statements that are out there at the minute, obviously our country, bit of a questionable statement to make. But assumedly going forward, they have to do something between now and BlizzCon. They've got like 3 weeks or whatever to sort of try and get ahead of it. Do you want something nice to end
on?
Your nice little thing.
That was like getting a really nice artisan sandwich. You laid it up with a nice little artisan Brit base, and then I bit in, and the meat was off, and it made me feel very sad.
And your mum just says, just have the bread, will you?
Life. I had an existential crisis while eating the sandwich. So this top layer has to be good, Scott.
It is pretty good. Do you want more PSVR? I do.
I'm not Josh.
I know you're not, but I like PSVR now. I never used to care about it, but another patent has come out from, has been discovered by Let's Go Digital, and the people that put the general sort of schematic out for the PS5, that weird jetpack looking thing, those guys. they've discovered there's a pattern for the what would be the PSVR 2. And basically, it's going to be a wireless headset. So that seems to be the way that the Oculus Quest has gone, which seems to be the future of VR in general. Just put a headset on. Don't bother with all the rigmarole of connecting everything to the front of the console and whatever. So the first major thing is that it's wireless. It would have two cameras on the front, one on the back. You would have a transparent mode, which lets you sort of see the world around you without having to take...
Jesus wept!
I know. Well, the thing is, right? The Vive has this, and I think some of the Oculus stuff does as well, where if you have a PSVR headset on or any sort of VR headset on, it's so weird because you're very much aware that someone could be standing right next to you. And I very rarely play VR when it's just me in the house because it freaks me the hell out. So in this case, they said they've implemented this transparent mode, or that's what they're calling it at the minute, which would let you at least see around you. So if you're going to walk into somewhere or, you know, catch, you know, some bloke breaking in, then you can.
That'll be VR-related crime. I'd hate that.
Oh, man, it's the most isolating thing ever. You can't see anywhere.
We're definitely going to get a horror movie soon where someone's going to be playing the VR and they're going to get stabbed to death by Michael Myers or something else.
And so, like, it seems that they, obviously the whole PSVR was a big deal across this current generation. It seems that one of the only sort of, like, fundamentally new ways to play that I think that they're going to double down on going forward. Things like Astro Bar and, like, you know, Blood and Truth or whatever. They've had a couple of big games for VR, but I don't think they've had, like, a killer app yet. But something like this, alongside all the other stuff that came out with the new controllers and haptic feedback and whatever, they do mention a haptic suit in this. So if you want your full-on Ready Player One, put your haptic suit on, then that might be the way that we're going.
What's the suit going to do? Stimulate you?
I guess, yeah, if you get stabbed, it'll give you the jolts. Do you want to get stabbed in the arm?
People are never going to look at Mass Effect ever again.
No.
That game.
Fox was right all along. Oh, it's a sex simulator.
I don't even know anymore, Scott.
I don't want this reality to come true. But in terms of the VR stuff, staying away from the haptic suit,
I guess
I'm game for
it. It's slightly better than the device me and Josh talked about the other week that literally beams, that is the thing from Batman Forever where it beams into your eyes.
That's apparently coming true as well. If you want holograms in your eyeballs, you're apparently getting all of it. So yeah, on the cusp of the new generation, all sorts of patterns are breaking, and we'll find out more next year. For now, though, all sorts of things are breaking. Let us know what you think of the stories that we've covered. And for now, I've been Scott from WhatCulture.com.
I've been Ewan from WhatCulture.com.
I'll catch you next time.
Bye.
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 Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, folks, it's Mark Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Mark.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Marin to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Marin at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.